Several promising new studies on the genetics of breast cancer are out today, and they could provide a new direction for researchers. In recent weeks, there's been an explosion of new information about the genetics of common diseases. Scientists have found potential genetic culprits for obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and bipolar disease, to name a few, as well as breast cancer. Here to talk about the reasons behind this recent flood of genetic news and explain what it means for medicine is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Debbie.
What are the latest findings on breast cancer?
Well, Debbie, there's a couple of papers. Actually, I should say there's a group in England, there's a group in the U.S., there's a group even in Iceland. And what they've found is specific areas in the human genome, that's all the DNA that we have in all our cells, these are specific areas in this giant 3 billion letters of DNA that seem to be related to breast cancer. Now, what are we talking about when we say seem to be related? What does this mean? Well, in the past, when scientists were looking for genes related for diseases, they kind of went house to house. You can think of, if you think of the genome, 3 billion letters, a bunch of neighborhoods, these going house to house and saying, you involved, you involved, you involved. This new approach says, I don't know which house is involved. I have no idea. So I'm going to stand back, sort of like if you were in a satellite taking a picture of Earth from orbit. So now they're standing back and they're looking at the entire genome, all the DNA, and they're saying, which areas are involved? Which areas light up, let's say? And they compare women who have breast cancer and women who don't, and they try to find areas that are only lighting up in the breast cancer women and not lighting up in the other women. So it's these regions that they're identifying using these new techniques. It's called genome-wide association studies. They don't know what the areas do yet, but they're pretty sure that they're involved in breast cancer.
Well, how many women have this region that lights up?
Well, in the current case, it's quite common. And so you go, oh, well, ew, that's bad news, everybody. But it's really not, because these are common diseases, right? And there are many genetic causes. And so this little regions that they're finding now are important in the fact that they really do seem to be associated with breast cancer, but they're not big risk factors. They don't mean you will get breast cancer. They mean you're slightly elevated risk. And if you don't have this particular area lighting up, it doesn't mean, you know, forget about breast cancer, unfortunately. There's lots of others that could be important. But it just means that this particular spot has some elevated risk.
Why is this significant? Why is it making news?
Well, scientists are looking for new understanding of diseases, breast cancer especially. You know, the treatments for cancer are not that great. And so basically they're trying to find something new. And what this says is we had no idea that this little region in Nebraska, just to maintain our little analogy, that we had no idea that this is involved. Gee, I wonder what's going on there. Maybe it's really important in some basic way, and we can tinker just with that little place and change the whole course of the disease.
But it sounds like it's too soon to say that everybody should go get tested to see whether they have this genetic region that lights up.
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of the reason that these findings now are both exciting, but it's very important to keep them in context. There's this temptation to say, ooh, do I have, I mean, any kind of risk, I want to know everything I can. The balance is just not clear yet how important these are going to be, and it would be goofy to try to demand to have this information, A, because there's not much you can do with it. I mean, so you're at an increased risk. It's not clear how you're going to change your life because of that, but B, because it hasn't been validated. But it's scientifically very exciting.
NPR's Joe Palca, thank you.
You're welcome.